We all know the story from our Sunday school upbringing. The 5 loaves and the 2 fish, feeding of 5,000 men, which means there were a lot of women that didn't get counted. So this number is even bigger than the Bible tells us. And the question is it true? Or even how could this happen with so little food? But rather than those questions, the question we should ask is, what does this text have to say to us today? At its essence, a miracle is a message from God. It's an illustration or a demonstration of a message that God has chosen to communicate to us in our time and place. A miracle is God's extraordinary message in the midst of what would be the ordinary in life. To understand a miracle, therefore, is to understand something about God and what God's trying to do. To see a miracle is to see into the very essence of who God is. And the people of the Bible may not know how to explain a miracle in terms of rational scientific thought because we've been so influenced by the Enlightenment, but they knew what a miracle was when they saw one. Kind of like the farmer from Missouri who was asked if he believed in infant baptism, and he said, "Believe in it? Well, I've actually seen it." And the shepherds, like that Missouri farmer, didn't ask themselves if they believed that an angel of the Lord had appeared to them. They went, it says, in fear and in haste, in awe, to find the manger. They knew that they were encountering God. That's what was important about it. The blind man who was given his sight didn't ask to understand what had just happened to him. "Please explain to me why I can now see." He simply acknowledged that in his amazement, he could see, and this was the guy who had done it. The 5,000 didn't ask questions about supply and demand. How can this possibly be? When they saw the sign which he had done, they said, "This indeed is the prophet who is to come into the world. This is who we've been looking for." A miracle is a message from God to us. But what is the exact message that's being delivered? To heal the sick, the lame, the blind, to preach good news to the poor and the poor in spirit. It demonstrates a power for doing what is right. The first miracle that Jesus performs is in John's gospel, is a marriage feast in the wedding of Cana, where he turns water into wine, demonstrating the power to bring order out of what would have been a shameful, chaotic mess in the community. But the essence of a miracle isn't in its power or in its ability to attract attention. It's in its ability to meet and satisfy a real need. A miracle is a response to what is most needed in that moment. It is not so much a demonstration of power as it is an answer to prayer. In the feeding of the 5,000, the crowd's immediate need was met, and it was satisfied by the wondrous way in which they were fed that day. But that wasn't the miracle, in my opinion. The miracle was that the people saw this man as a prophet who is coming into the world. They saw who he was as an image and vestibule for God's power in their time and place. Their eyes were opened and they saw Jesus as he truly was, God's incarnate message to the world. Now, I came across this amazing story this past Monday. If you were reading the Birken Record, you probably saw it in the local section about a modern day miracle that took place, has been taking place literally for the last 4 years. And the headline of this article read, "Feed the people," which was amazing because it ties right into the passage that we're talking about in today's gospel lesson. And I realized this was not an accident that this was appearing here in the newspaper. As Karl Barth once said, to do theology in our time and place, you have the Bible in one hand, and forgive the reference for those who don't like the New York Times, but he said the New York Times in the other. The point is, you do reference contemporary society with the scriptures if you're really talking about how God is at work. And this article talked about this guy, Willie Davis. And Willie Davis said to the reporter, Christopher Magg from the Record, he said, "One night I was sound asleep and God gave me a tour of hell. And hell was noisy and its fires had consumed the homes of my family and of my brothers and sisters. And now all of the buildings, the dwellings that they lived in were gone, and the broken bricks and the burned up dreams lay in a barren hillocks just across the land, covered by knee-high grass that had not been mowed in months, if years, empty cans of Arizona iced tea, and drug paraphernalia from all of the folks that had been buying and using drugs in the lot. And God said to me, "This is the place, Willie. This is the place where you will build a garden, and you will feed my people here." And Willie Davis was afraid. This acre of land sat at the corner of 12th Avenue and Rosa Parks Boulevard in the city of Patterson. If you've ever been there, it's one of the most dangerous intersections in all of New Jersey. Drug dealers and addicts everywhere. And they used this burnout acre as a shortcut to get through to wherever they were going, or as a garbage dump just to throw their stuff down, or a spot to hide their drugs after they had done them, or paraphernalia, I should say. And I said, Willie Davis said, "God, how am I going to do this? I ain't got no money." He's 68 when he has this dream from 2005. And God said to Willie, he said, "Just walk into it. I'll guide you all of the way." Kind of like a boxing trainer telling you to lean into a left hook to avoid actually getting hit and ducking. Doesn't seem to make sense on the surface of it, but it did. 9 years later, in 2014, Willie Davis welcomed the first of what would become hundreds, if not thousands, of people that has been growing in number ever since he began that garden 4 years ago. And just like Jesus, Willie Davis didn't have to fix an entire city, just like Jesus didn't fix Capernaum or Bethlehem or any other place that he went, but he did fix and help people, didn't he? And he did this just by the simple act of feeding them. He said it wasn't even that hard, actually, once he started it. He said it's amazing how God just opens up doors when God wants you to do something. The land was actually owned and given to him by Habitat for Humanity. They heard about what Willie Davis's dream was, and they said, "We own the land. Let's let you convert it into that dream, into vegetables like scallions and collard greens and tomatoes and peppers and whatever else you can think to grow there." And over the past 4 years, Willie Davis and a small group of volunteers have transformed this barren ground into a miniature farm, overflowing with 35 different types of crops, all the way from corn to kale to beets to oregano to figs here in Jersey, tulips in the springtime, flowers, all kinds of things. And this was a place that had once been the place where people came to buy their heroin or their crack and shoot up or smoke it or whatever they did with it. Today, there are no more drug dealers on this block. They don't like Willie Davis too much, because Willie Davis transformed this lot into something that gave life rather than took it. Just a block over from this lot, though, in Patterson, it's a completely different story. But God didn't call Willie Davis to transform an entire city. No, he called him just to transform this one block. And Willie Davis did this because of this dream. He did this because God came to him, just like he did to Joseph, just like he did to Mary, just like he did to all of our biblical ancestors. In a dream, it says. That's the miracle, that Willie Davis understood this as the voice of God to him. This story was first told in John's gospel. It was told in Matthew's gospel. It was told in Luke's gospel. Told in Mark's gospel, the feeding of the 5,000. The Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Plain, all of it tied together. But this story continues to be told today in the likes of Willie Davis from Patterson, New Jersey. He gives the food away, you see, for free. Doesn't charge anybody. But there is a box on the fence around the garden that accepts donations. It says, "We accept donations up to $1 million. We don't take nothing bigger than $1 million, he says. And with that, he stuffs another bag full of collard greens and squash for an elderly woman who depends on Willie for her fresh fruit, her fresh food, every week, every day. Somebody said, "Give us this day our daily bread. And if you love me, go feed my sheep." I think it was Jesus. This is what Jesus looks like today, folks. If you want to know where God is alive and at work, look at Willie Davis. Pick out the Monday Bergen Record and read about him. Quite a remarkable guy. worth looking at. Amen.
I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't.
Just like every child.